So anyway, Ryan, welcome to the show, and tell us what you do at the City of Bryan.
All right. Well, I am the video production specialist at the City of Bryan, which basically means I am the video guy.
When things aren't working, they go, Ryan, this thing ain't working, right?
Pretty much. It's either me or the IT department. So, but if it's video related, then it is me.
So in other words, when we're talking about city council meetings and that video and that's available, you're the guy who's responsible for making sure all that runs smoothly.
Yes, I'm the guy that makes all city council members look pretty on screen. So that's my job.
Well, you know, it's interesting to watch this evolve over the last, I don't know, 5 years. This is really a hot thing, a great way for people who want to connect to the city. They don't have time to go to the council meetings or the time isn't right. So what have you been able to really even add and enhance since you got there? Maybe you said you've been there about a year. So what have you been able to add and enhance in that time?
Well, on top of the regular city council meetings that will appear on Channel 16 and also on our website, what I've also been trying to add is public service announcements made in-house. And also what I'm really trying to do or trying to produce are, I guess, reoccurring programs. I have two right now. One is called the Bryan Beat, which is about a minute and a half, really quick. Keep your attention, because I know the attention span of a viewer is getting shorter and shorter. Mm-hmm. So let's try to keep it a minute and a half, and it just it pretty much talks about what you can do or what you can discover on the City of Bryan site, City of Bryan in general. Like, did you know where you can pay a citation if you happen to have one? Did you know where you can find more information about our parks or pictures about our parks? Did you know that we actually have social media? We're on top of that. So that's the Bryan Beat. Another thing that we do, speaking of parks, is a thing called Take a Break, where it's a kind of video tour of our parks. We have two right now. One is called Sue Haswell, so it's about the Sue Haswell Park, mm-hmm. and another one about Tanglewood Park. And I'm just trying to make those reoccurring so people can come back and watch them every other week, something new on Channel 16.
Okay, how about a presence on YouTube? So what's the city do on YouTube?
Everything that we have created for Channel 16 will also be on YouTube, also scheduled every other Monday. I have a new Bryan Beat. And we don't have city council meetings on there because that would go past our allotted time limit.
Sure.
But we do have all of the PSAs, all of the just extra sort of videos that we have created will go on YouTube as well. So if you can't catch it on Channel 16, you can go to youtube.com/cityofbryan to check out everything there. And then like and favorite, give it a thumbs up, all that sort of good YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, and the other thing that people need to understand, and no secret, it helps us tremendously in our news department, because obviously you have broadcast quality audio now. The time was that neither city had that, and now both cities do. But also, if you want to find out, if you find out after the fact, like through maybe our news story or in the newspaper, that a certain thing was discussed at city council, there is a way for you to be able to actually go in and find that portion of that particular meeting?
That is correct. It's, we use this special thing called Granicus, and what that helps us do is that not only saves our council meeting and planning zoning meetings online on a server online, but we have it tabbed so you can go in and say you were looking for a planning and zoning session or meeting and you're wondering about topic number 5. There was a rezoning that happened and you wanted to know if it passed or it didn't pass. So you go on bryantx.gov, click on the little council tab, and from there you can find which council or planning and zoning meeting you want. Click on that, and then from there you'll see the video on the left side and the whole agenda on the right side. So you can either follow with it, and it'll highlight each thing that it's going through, or if you want to skip to that specific topic about the rezoning, click on it, and it'll just fast forward into to that little section, and then you can see what you wanted to see. And also, if you wanted to save it for later, if you wanted to put it on your iPod for later, you can. So you can download all the council meetings and save them for later.
Yeah. Well, that's a great thing, because if citizens suddenly decide they want to be involved, and a lot of times council handles something you're not interested in, but if it's a hot button issue to you, now you can actually find out what our city leaders have done as far as that's concerned. Anyway, it's a growing deal, and we'll look forward to seeing more of that stuff out there. So appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Ryan Stout here from the City of Bryan.